Song of Shabbos. Shkoyach, thank you, Reb Dovid, for opening our hearts, mamish, to literally to the soul of Reb Shlomo, singing his Negunim. First and foremost, the Shir should be the Torah, the Negunim should all be in Tzchus for our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land. We share good things. I try to wake up in the morning, even before I say Morana, just make sure everything's okay. When I woke up two days ago, I was just like, what is happening? Just like, what's going on? So we should hear Besaris Tovas Mamas from Eretz the Holy Land, from Eretz Yisrael Mitzvah. Learning tonight should be also for the Yartzei for Reb Shlomo. Continue to be Melitz Yosher for us to be able to connect to his Torah, to see him soon in Yerushalayim. This Shabbos is also the Yartzei for Mrs. Grejar, first Yartzei, for you guys' teacher, my colleague, our friend, Meir Kahana's Yartzei. Pittsburgh, the Chaver from Pittsburgh is also the same. They should continue to be made in the Mitzvah for us and all of Klaus and Mitzvah Shem. So I thought, instead of teaching a Torah from one of the Svarim, I'll teach a Torah tonight from Lili Reb Shlomo's mouth himself. Shlomo Katz, Reb Shlomo Katz, our good friend and teacher, put together a lot of Reb Shlomo's Torahs into Brachos. Knew when Shemo's coming out? There he's working on it, no? We need it.
It's available.
It's available? I didn't know that. Okay. So everyone here knows Reb Stui. Reb Stui was very close to Reb Shlomo. He could probably give the shir better than I can. So if you want to hear the good stuff, you could wait for him later. But for now, there's a couple of things that I saw from the Sefer on Vayera that I think is very applicable for Jews in 2019. Look at the paragraph that says, when Avram. So this is Reb Shlomo talking, literally. Literally his words. When Avram received those three holy guests who he thought were pagans, but it turned out to be angels. Avramino wasn't stingy. What happens? He slaughtered three oxen just for the three guests. There's Orchim in order to give each one of them a tongue. Personally, I don't like tongue. My wife likes tongue. It's a delicacy.
Yeah.
It's European, fancy schmancy. Very nice. The Divi's question, says Rav Shlomo, is if you actually look at the pasuk, Avram says, Yukach na ma'at mayim. Just bring a little bit of water.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little water to wash your feet. Rashi says at the end of the day he thought that to make sure to wipe off their avodah zarah, but suddenly says Reb Shlomo, all the mafarshim asks this question, Avram gets stingy, and he says just take a little bit of water. So Reb Shlomo asks, what's going on over here? You're getting basically you're going to butcher's block, you're getting four steaks, but you're basically just you're telling the waiter four prime ribs, just a little bit of water. What? If you could afford four prime ribs by butcher's block, talking now your express coming up, so then we'll see what happens with that. Now, just to go on a little off tangent, the express, I saw the menu, the cheapest burger was the Jets burger. The most expensive burger was the Patriots burger. I was like, okay. Hopefully we're going to come a time and Ritz will be the opposite taco. The Jets burger will be the most expensive. That's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for Shabbos, we're waiting for Mashiach, we're waiting for the Jets to be the most expensive burger.
A lot of the moon
Express. Yeah, exactly. But at the end of the day, what's going on here? Avrami was getting stingy with the water. So I saw Pshat, the Reb Shlomo doesn't say, but just to say it outside. Reb Shlomo, the Mefarshim say that Avram Avinu, he slaughtered himself the meat, and he slaughtered himself the cows for his angels. But the water for selling, the water was in a well, and he wasn't leaving his guests, he was sending someone, maybe Shmuel, maybe someone else from his house to go get, and he didn't want them to carry it. So he just said, just bring a little bit of water. He didn't want his Ben Adam Lachavero to go hurt someone else's Ben Adam Lachavero. That's what says Yukach Nama Anayim. Reb Shlomo doesn't say that here. Reb Shlomo says something. At the end of the day, he says something much, much deeper. Let's say it outside and we'll see it inside. He doesn't really talk about logically why to get little war, this and that, but he's trying to understand what is it about Jews, what is it about Eretz Yisrael, what is it about Shabbos and Torah, that if you implant a little bit of those things, a little bit, there's a whole fire that comes out. Like we talked about a few weeks ago. The Jew goes to Eretz Yisrael, come in high school, he did who knows what. Goes to Eretz Yisrael, puts this away, he's able to focus on who he truly himself is. That fire turns into a burning flame. Shlomo says that's the whole Indian of a little bit of water. He says, the Gemara tells us, an Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Whenever it refers to water in the Torah, water refers to Torah. But Rabbi Shlomo's teaching is the whole essence, the next three pages we're going to see inside. He said the spark of a Jew, the neshama of a Jew, is stronger than any Arab and any Islamic jihad. I love the thing they wrote, jihad enough. You saw that? Their thing is called jihad, right? So jihad enough. Had enough of this. The spark of a Jew, I'm not talking about the army, but the spark of a Yid can wipe off anything, any type of choshech a person has in his life, with his family, whatever it is. That one little light could wipe it all out. Let's see what he says here.
And the army too.
All the holy rabbis are talking about, let me tell you what my most humble Torah. The deepest question in the world is, what do you think is stronger? Do you think the whole world and its temptations are stronger? Or do you think Torah and Yiddishkeit and Judaism are stronger? Third paragraph. What do you think is stronger, the 6 days of the week or Shabbos? Do you think the whole world is stronger, or do you think that little Israel is stronger? When you think of it on a simple scientific level, or on a Greek level, you must be joking. Yidden, a little country surrounded by Arabs, surrounded literally by our enemies. Amar Avinu, one Jew and his wife Shara are stronger than the world? The Torah? I appreciate it. I think it's sweet and there's a lot of nice teachings. But I was reading in Reader's Digest last week and a well-known professor told the Hasidus a story which comes to prove that the Torah is good, but that's about it. Says Reb Shlomo, at the end of the day, it's the middle line. Why did Hashem give a son like Yitzchak to Avram, not to Noach? When the Malachim come to Avram, they let him know about Sodom and about having Yitzchak. Everybody's asking, what does the destruction of Sodom have to do with Yitzchak? Well, I understand, okay, Chazal tell you that every angel has their own message and every Malach has their own thing that they're... But obviously, they're coming at the same time, they're obviously connected. So, Rabbi Shlomo, you want to know what it's all about? It's very simple. What are you teaching your children? Are you telling your children, try to be a Jew, but I want you to know that the world is much stronger than Yiddishkeit. So just try to keep away from the world. Or are you teaching your children, the world is so beautiful, the trees and fields are beautiful, the Torah, Shabbos, Yerushalayim is infinitely a zillion times stronger than anything in the world. You know what Avram says to Hashem? Sodom is so heavy and strong, the lowest, most perverted city in the world. Chazal say what the things were going on there, the things that are happening nowadays. The terrible, terrible taivas of lust. Terrible, terrible things. Says Rav Shlomo, give me 50 rebbes, I'll go in there and make Baal Shem Tzev out of them. You think I'm afraid of Sodom? You think the Torah is not stronger than Sodom? Noach Mamish believed that the world was stronger, that even the holy man was not able to hold back. Shlomo's teaching here that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what's going on in the streets of 2019. A person connects himself to Judaism. A person connects himself to Shabbos. A person connects himself to a Rebbe. A person connects himself to a Niggun. You're rising yourself above this world. You're taking your neshama out of 2019 and going to something that does not exist physically in this world. When we're singing a nigun, we're singing that nigun of Eshes Chaya. It's talking about each and every one of us. We're singing of Hayulim Shisa, Hashem being the Chasan, Merkadosh Baruch Hu's Kala. That's every single one of us. Just to read you words from Rabbi Nachman. This is probably Rabbi Nachman's most famous Torah, Torah Resh Pei Beis. He's talking about the ability that sometimes a person gets sad about himself and gets down, what a person should do. Literally a psychologist, but he's just writing 300 years early before the whole rest of the world figured it out. The great-grandson of Baal Shem Tov. A person has to think a lot about this. I should never give up and never think about sadness. Why? A lot of people get lost in this terrible sickness. When a person gives up, and a person thinks that he can't fight his Yetzer Hara, he can't fight the Choshech of the world, A lot of people fall into that. Okay, tzrichin is chazik ma'od. Person has to encourage himself a lot. Elechem ader chazer lechapes ba'atzmo nekudos tovas b'chol pam kiti lehachis his atzmo. Person has to constantly search for good things within himself. Stop thinking negative things about yourself. You might have messed up. You did something you shouldn't have done. That doesn't define who you are. Every single one of us is a piece of Hashem. We're Kadosh Baruch, we're Klal Yisrael, we're walking Kiddush Hashem. You want to know how to be close to Hashem? When you start feeling good about yourself. Not to give excuses. Chas v'shalom. Rabbi Nachman's not giving you excuses. This is after the fact. Person messed up. We're human beings, we mess up. The Yitzhahara's number one thing is to continue to make yourself feel bad. The Siv Hashem talks about this all the time. The Yitzhahara doesn't want us to sin. The Yitzhahara wants the post-sin. He wants the depression, the yeish, the feeling, the doubt. Does Hashem really care about me? Am I still wanted? Do I still have to put tefillin on? Does my tefillin mean anything? Rabbi Shlomo says yes. Rabbi Nachman says yes. They're both drinking from the same Torah. It's called Hashem's Torah. I believe it's the Hashem Tov, who got it from Hashem. Obviously. It's not normal. He's writing things 300 years. 300 years later, that only the world is realizing. Positive psychology. This is it. You talk to someone and put them down. Shkoich. That's not going to help them. You find something good within yourself. You'll be able to beat any Sodom in your life. That's why there's a Torah from the Chiddush Arim, the first Gera Rebbe. He says we end off Shmon Esra. We say Magin Avram. Magin Avram, which means with the shield of Avram. He says every single person has a Magin Avram within them. It's called the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Neshama. It's called the Neshama. It's called Hashem. Right? Neshama is a part of Hashem within us. And you feel that spark when David's singing a Nigin, or you're in school and you hear a Torah, or you hear a nice Shir. That's, and like you feel inspired, that's called your Neshama being flickering around a little bit. It's something that we try to do here on Wednesday nights. One of our goals. Probably the main goal.
You read a lot of Leo.
What?
You read a lot of Leo.
Yeah, 100%. But at the end of the day, Chiddush Arim says a Jew feels like they sin. That sin does not touch the Magen Avraham. That sin doesn't touch us. There's a certain place of purity that a person can do the worst things in the entire world. But the Magen Avraham is forever. The Neshama is forever. The Chelik of Hashem is forever and not touched. Not tainted. Not impurified. That's a word. It's not touched. And that's exactly what Rav Shlomo is saying here. On the bottom over here on page 2. Ein mayim ala Torah, the Gemara says above a Basra. Sorry, above a Kama, daf pei beis. Then whenever it says the word water in the Torah, it refers to Torah. Avravina says to the three angels who are dressed up as Arabs, do you know how much you need in order to become a mensch in the world? Yukach namat mayim. Just take a little bit of water. He wasn't just talking to Shliach. He wasn't just talking to Yishmael. He was actually talking to the angels too. Ma'at means one word of Torah can turn your insides over 1,000 times. Rav Shlomo is not saying that you only should just learn a little Torah, but he is saying that one Shabbos can change a person's life. That one Torah can change a person's life. That one Rebbe, that one teacher, that one teaching can change a person's life. Not only is the whole Torah, page 3, stronger than the whole world, but even one letter of the Torah is stronger. Yukach na ma'at. All you need is one drop of water. You have one drop, changes the whole essence. That's what it's all about. To know that one Shabbos, one little bit at a time. I'm telling you, I live with this teaching all the time.
Yep. Avram was the king of Kiruv. I mean, he was saying that, don't force it down to people.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. And this is so pushed why maybe you could say Rav Shlomo's yard side. It's after this. Because Avram Avinu, the Gemara says, Avram would bring the men of the world to Hashem, and Sarah would be Mekar of the women. But it's all done with Ahava. All done with love.
And no judgment.
No judgments, no judgments. I just want you to taste Shabbos. How many kids nowadays, Shabbos, it's annoying. The don'ts. Shabbos. If I would be able to explain to my daughter what Shabbos is. I don't even know what Shabbos is. But whatever I do feel on Shabbos, sitting at my Shabbos table, to be able to have, but my wife's Gevaldik chicken, so it's Gevaldik. But singing and nigging, you're talking about something you can't express to someone. You can't express. You have to. It's a feeling.
Yeah.
It's a feeling. And that's what Yiddishkeit 101 is. To understand that one little bit at a time. One step. One little bit of Torah. One little bit feeling more, a little bit Shabbistic. Can wipe away the whole Choshech. Can wipe away a whole Sodom. So at the end of the day, that's what Rav Shlomo's, his whole life was. One Shabbos. Just sing the song of Shabbos. Wasn't looking to, right, half of Farakwa, half the world, they're connected to the Ribono Shel Olam. He wasn't looking to change people's lives. He just wanted them to feel Hashem. And once he's able to spark that, their whole Hashem is able to start, well, and the Mamash be on fire.
Not change their lives, but
not a lot. But I'm saying he didn't say, I want to be Makar of you.
No.
I'm saying if someone says that to anyone nowadays, like Shkaf, they're going the other way. It starts with the Hava, it shows them who they are. Your mamish royalty. Just end off with the Maisa, page 4. You can see the story inside, but I'll say the story outside. So Rav Shlomo says that there was a Rebbe known as Rav Shimon of Skirnovitz. We said this before, but it's such a beautiful story. Rav Shimon of Skirnovitz. What happened was, before the Second World War in Poland, there's tremendous, tremendous anti-Semitism going on. Even before the 6 million, they were preparing for the 6 million. And it was heartbreaking. A chassid comes to Rav Shimon of Skirnovitz, and he tells him, Rebbe, I want you to know that I'm the only Jew left in my town. My daughter, she ran away, and she's about to get married to a non-Jew. She's in the convent. She's converting to Christianity next week. What should I do? Says Rebbe. So Rav Shimon is going over to, you know what he does? Rav Weinberger loves this story. He says, give me the address of the convent. He goes up to the church. Gives me the address. Give me the exact address, he says. And Rav Shimon of Skirnovitz, he goes with one of his students, writes a little piece of paper, and somehow sneaks it into the girl. And what happens is, the girl comes out 3 days later of the following. What did the letter say? I, Shimon of Skirnovitz, I'm waiting on the corner waiting for you. I, Shimon of Skirnovitz, am waiting for you. And they asked her. The Rebbe asked her, why did you really come? And you saw, it took you 3 days, but why did you come? Just didn't want to read it. It's so beautiful. Because I knew you would never leave without me. And that's exactly what Avraham Avinu's life was. Who Yoshev Pesach Ha'ol, waiting for one Jew, and even a person who's about to convert to Christianity, is throwing everything away. But she saw that, she felt that one Rebbe cared about her. She felt Hashem caring about her. Just a little bit of light, a little bit of water, changed her entire essence. I knew that you wouldn't leave without me. That's the same thing with the Ribono Shel Olam. It could be we have a lot of things on our plate, and we've done a lot of things. But at the end of the day, we know the Ribono Shel Olam will never leave without us. We should be zocha, as Hashem, to take these messages. To feel good about ourselves, like Rabbi Nachman says, to remember it just takes a little bit of water to wipe away everything of the storm of our lives, the choshech of our lives. The more we connect ourselves to Torah, to Shabbos, to Eretz Yisrael, to Chaverim, to holy things, the more the darkness in our lives will fall away. It will be zochu b'ezrachem to dance with Rav Shlomo, to dance with Avraham Avinu, to dance with Rav Shimon of Skirnovitz, and Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh
Mitzvah. He was saying just taste a little Torah.
Mike, before we go, we should remember, my daughter sent me a video which I shared with the rabbi. She was looking outside her window and missiles were flying all over the place.
Where she lived?
Israel, and the important thing is, I spoke to her today and said, what's going on? She said, it's over, the kids went back to school. That is the heart of Emunah and faith. You're sitting in a bomb shelter, you see missiles flying all over the place, and the next day you send your children to school. And that's Israel, and that's what we have to pray.
Be safe.
One there.
Was that impressive? Whistle.
That's crazy. Oh. That's so crazy. Hoydah Yerushalayim Hoydah Yerushalayim 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 Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim,